as a family senses that there is a lack of Holy Spirit presence in the family, they need to get desperate. They need to get on their knees. They need to stand by the Red Sea, raise that rod, and wait for God to part the waters and to part the hearts of their children. I think we've also got a problem with the fathers and mothers really not loving God with their heart, soul, mind, and strength. If that comes first, if they love God with their heart, soul, mind, and strength, there would be more of a sharing of God's Word and a sharing of Christ with their children as they walk by the way, as they rise up, as they lie down. So I think there's something of a problem with the parents' generation. To think the parents have achieved a perfect piety and have not given way to worldly concerns is not entirely right. I think the previous generation has engaged the apostasy, and oftentimes the children's generation just simply continues it. So it's when we see our children begin to exhibit a lack of faith, a lack of interest in Christ, as parents, we need to look at ourselves and consider whether we ourselves are in the faith. It's time for a bit of introspection for ourselves, and then a turning to God in crying out for His mercy and His grace upon ourselves and upon our poor families.